Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we are at the concluding portion of the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, known as the chapter on the discourse of the bread of life. The hearers of Jesus from the beginning of this chapter have been taken through a very fascinating path. It began with the fragrance of compassion and mercy being radiated by the Lord in the multiplication of the loaves, verses 1 to 15. This fragrance developed into a feeling of authority and power that was displayed in the incident of the walking on the water, verses 16 to 21. This authority began to radiate more gloriously through his teaching on he being the bread of life, verses 22 to 59. This glorious splendor was further revealed and explained when he declared himself as the Son of Man, who would ascend to where he was, verses 61 and 62. The chapter, as it nears the conclusion that we heard in today's gospel reading, finds many of the hearers abandoning Christ. Therefore, we read, as a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. We notice five progressive levels here. A tone of compassion that makes people to feel good. A tone of assurance that makes people to feel more secure. A tone of introspection that makes people to think deeper. A tone of discomfort that makes people to be at the crossroads. And a tone of shock that makes people to make radical decisions. It seemed nice and wonderful to be the followers of Christ when he provided food to their satisfaction. But when there was a demand made by Christ, the goody-goody feelings disappeared and they began to reject him. Is this not the attitude that is prevalent among many of the Christians, including we? Perhaps, as long as the ground of our lives receives the continual showers of favors being granted and prayers being instantly heard, we feel nice with the Lord. But in times when the ground has to experience the drought of delays in prayers, an absence of the rains of consolation, we feel to do away with the ways of the Lord. There was a story about the hen and the pig boasting to each other about their contribution and commitment to the humanity. The hen says, "We hens supply thousands of eggs for the market every day. Ours is the best." Not satisfied, the pig countered, "And who lay down their lives so that people may eat bacon, barbecue, ham, and sausages? It is pigs. Ours is the total commitment." Dear friends, faith in the Lord is not a cheap thing. It indeed caused total commitment. The history of the Bible is full with examples for this fact. It caused Abraham in giving up Isaac in order to prove his faith in the Lord. It caused Stephen a painful death by being stoned in order to witness his daring courage in the Lord. It caused Peter to be nailed upside down to stand firm as the rock of faithfulness and commitment. The Lord today powerfully seeks to shake off the dust of lethargy and confronts us. Do you also wish to go away? Our remaining with the Lord ought not to be mere words, but also in deeds and actions. Being with the Lord demands that we grow in our zeal and love for the Lord, that we become an extension of Christ to the needy, that we strive to be passionate proponents of His love and mercy. May our Christian lives be encompassed by a deep love for the Lord, and may we rise up to the challenge to remain loyal and faithful to the demands placed on by Christ, our powerful and mighty King, who has the words of eternal life. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.